So we have another parable from Jesus where a main character, the Pharisee, is a mix of good and bad. He has a couple things right. He fasts and he tithes. And he has something very wrong. His approach to God, to religion, is not genuine. First, what he does right. It would be a mistake for us spiritually to learn from this gospel that we should stop fasting and tithing. Just because we don't want to be like the Pharisee doesn't mean we have to stop fasting and tithing. Fasting. I have to confess that I grew somewhat lazy about fasting for a number of years. Back in college, I was with people who did it pretty intensely. We all did it, and I did it for many years after college. But for various reasons, some good, some not, I got away from a solid discipline of fasting each week. In the past couple of years, I have done more of it for some special intentions. So I have gotten back to it some. This past week, I had dinner with a priest friend, and we agreed to make Friday a fast day again, in a disciplined way. That's what we always used to do back in college. So we're going to fast from the end of Thursday dinner to the beginning of Friday dinner. That means taking nothing but water, or perhaps a drink of coffee or tea in the day, so just liquids. And we can't try to slip in a liquid McDonald's shake or a melted sundae or a pureed stew. I want to invite any parishioners to join me in this fast, especially men in the parish, fasting from dinner to dinner Thursday night through Friday with nothing but water or perhaps coffee or tea. Our intention can be what we say in the diocesan prayer before Mass. Holy disciples, holy families, holy vocations. Fasting is a very big part of our tradition. There's never been a saint who hasn't fasted. Obviously, if health prevents such a fast, we can adjust it as need be. Two things to consider with fasting. First, is your joy being maintained? Your joy. If not, perhaps something has to be adjusted. Second, we have to be prudent. Prudence is the lead virtue always. It decides what the call of love is, what God's will is. So, what does prudence dictate about accomplishing our duties with such a fast? The fast can't inhibit the duties we know we have to fulfill. So again, maybe it gets a little adjustment. Feel free to let me know if you are fasting on Fridays, so I might check up on you when I see you. It's good to do some of our disciplines in community. You can hold me accountable too. So the Pharisee gets fasting right. He also gets tithing right. I began tithing when I was 18 years old, and I've kept it up ever since. The Lord has always provided for me, even when I was putting myself through a pretty expensive college on grants, loans, and work-study jobs. The Lord always provided. Sometimes now I can be tempted as a priest to worry about whether I'll be provided for when I'm no longer able to work, but I trust the Lord to take care of me. In the Catholic Church, we don't teach a strict 10% off the top of your check, like that which the Pharisee would practice. But we do teach that tithing should be purposeful, that with prayer and prudence, we decide what we think the Lord wants us to give, and we give generously. There has never been a saint who didn't give generously to the Lord. So the Pharisee gets fasting and tithing right. Let's use this gospel to consider how we are doing them, since even the Pharisee is putting lots of thought into these two disciplines. But let's learn also from what is lacking in this Pharisee. What's lacking is humility. What's lacking is the recognition of his own vices. Obviously, he demonstrates pride, which certainly can't be pleasing to the Lord. He has a judgmental spirit, when it comes to the tax collector. The Pharisee practices religion that is not genuine. He performs good religious disciplines, fasting and tithing, but his heart is not really connected to God. He praises himself. It says he prayed to himself. Religion is just something he does, rather than being a personal relationship with the divine. Are we genuinely relating to God in our prayer and religious disciplines? Are we seeking to serve God and serve those around us for him? Is he the center of our life, or are we the center of our life? When in our second reading, St. Paul says that he has run the good race, he means that he has lived for God. He is hidden in Jesus Christ. He does not mean that he has been a successful tent maker and become rich from a human point of view. What he means is that he can look back at his life now that he is almost at the point of martyrdom, and he can boast that he has genuinely tried to do everything for God. Can you and I say the same? Are we praying with an honest heart, like the tax collector? Are we relating to the Lord for real each day? Are we seeking him from the heart when we come to Holy Mass? Or is it just a religious requirement, as it was for the Pharisee? So honest is the tax collector, so real with the Lord. The tax collector, proclaiming his sinfulness, could easily become a saint like Paul, whose life can finally inspire generations. May you and I be able to say with Paul at the end of our life, I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day. Living genuinely with our Eucharistic Lord as the source and summit of our life, the center of our hearts, can make us able to say those same lines with St. Paul. Like St. Paul, we will be ready for heaven.